My guests today, Claire Allen from Team 4 Solutions and Uckfield's Motor Services' very own Edward Cockhill. We are talking the Uckfield Business Awards, which nominations close in just over 2 weeks' time. Ed, Claire, good morning. Welcome to Ashdown Radio.
Morning.
Good morning, Gary.
First of all, the big question is, why do you both want to sponsor your respective categories? Claire, you're sponsoring Outstanding Achievement Award. What made you want to, as your company business, want to sponsor an award?
Well, I mean, it's great to get ourselves out into the community. And obviously, I am involved in the Chamber as well. So, yeah, I really wanted to get involved in it. It's such an amazing event. And I missed out last time. I wasn't involved at all. So I thought this is an ideal opportunity.
Because you're the treasurer of the Chamber of Commerce.
I'm treasurer of the Chamber. Yes, I am. So I'm very involved in the business community at the moment. So, yeah, it's just a really good thing to do, I think.
And what sort of things do you think you're going to be looking for? Outstanding achievement, because it's got to be good, isn't it, to have a chance of winning.
It's got to be something very special. So we're looking for either a business or an individual in business who's done something particularly outstanding or innovative, maybe, or helped a business survive through COVID, or works locally in the community, you know, and does great things in the community and brings business and community together. So there's a wide range of things can be involved, but I think there must be some very special people out there, very special business people out there in the local Uckfield community that can
deserve
exactly that.
And Ed, for you and your business, your family business, you were winners twice, weren't you, at the...
Yes, so we won the Small Business of the Year Award in 2014?
16.
Yeah. 16, and in 2018 we won the Customer Service Award, which is the award we're sponsoring.
And that's the award you were sponsoring.
Yes.
So for you, I mean, obviously, your business is someone who's won this award. What was the reason for you for sponsoring that particular category?
I feel, as a business, customer service is probably the most important thing of a business, especially in... customer-facing business like ourselves. So we're just looking for someone who, or a business, that offers a service that goes above and beyond what is expected of their respective industry.
And do you remember the nights of you winning the awards?
I do, vaguely, obviously. It was a little while ago, and we've had a lot gone on since then.
Obviously, these awards are postponed from 2 years ago, because this should have happened 2 years ago. But nominations close, as I say, on the 31st of May. A lot of people are quite confused at the moment, because they think if it's a nomination contest. The more nominations you get, the more chance you've got of winning. The important thing is that if you get nominated, you've actually got to enter the awards in order to have a chance of actually winning. And those nominations close in a couple of weeks' time. The important thing as well to say is that the businesses which can take part are only those who are in the Uckfield area, so TN22 and BN8 postcodes. Claire, I mean, say your category is Outstanding Achievement. If you had a choice of what kind of a business would win Outstanding Achievement, what sort of business would it be?
Well, I'd really like, for me, I think a business that's actually involved in the community somehow. Mm. So I'd really like to see that. And also maybe a business that's actually helped, or an individual within a business that's helped drive its own business through COVID and help it succeed against the odds almost. So it's got to be something very, very special. Yeah, and I don't expect to get loads and loads of entries for this particular award, but if we could have two or three really good quality entries, that'd be
something
amazing.
Something for you to judge,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ed, for you, what sort of business are you looking for, do you think?
I mean, the customer service business, it could be any business, really. But it's just someone who the customer is at the forefront of their mind the whole time when doing business. Obviously, good reviews on Google's. There's quite a few interesting things we can do to judge it as well. We can kind of cold calls and stuff like that.
Have you got a plan of how you're going to judge the awards?
I've got a vague plan.
Yeah?
I've got a vague plan. I think we're going to really kind of do a bit of, fake customers and stuff like that to really find out what they're like and how they treat the customers, because if we go in and judge it, they're just going to be all nice to us, aren't they?
Do you remember if that happened to you? When you won your award,
we were interviewed by, because when we were on Small Business, Chris and Julia Lawson Commercial sponsored it, and they came down and interviewed us. But that was obviously a bit different to a customer service one. But I don't know, because it was James Duggan at Simmons Gainford, wasn't it? So he may have, but I don't know.
You never told whether they did a what are they called, mystery shopping.
Mystery shopping. Shopping. No, we haven't.
Let's talk about your businesses, because COVID has changed, especially for you, Claire, hasn't it? It changed the way your business works. Just explain more about what Team 4 is.
Okay, so Team 4 are a bookkeeping practice. So we work with lots and lots of small businesses, helping them with their accounts department, bookkeeping, all that kind of thing. Lots of local businesses, obviously, which is great. But yeah, our world has changed. So 2 years ago, I would say most of my team were going out on site, working at our clients' premises as though, you know, they were part of their team. Of course, that's all stopped. We couldn't go out anymore. Businesses came, you know, weren't active during lockdown. So, I mean, we're lucky that we work in a world where, you know, software is digital, and actually it was a really easy thing for us to do to transition to working remotely. And actually we've just continued doing that. It works for us and our clients so much better. It's actually made us look at software far more. We've done a lot more research on software, and we're using software so much better now, you know, so with us and our clients in collaboration. So, yeah.
And before COVID, you never used Zoom or Teams?
No, we didn't. No, who knew? I mean, it's like, do that every day. I had a big staff meeting on Zoom this morning, actually.
So, do you have everyone back in the office with you now?
No.
Or do you still have people working remotely?
We're very much a hybrid situation. You know, our team like to be together, so it's a bit of both works great for everybody. It's just that extra flexibility. We actually employ quite a few mums who have you know, small children. So for them to be able to work around school hours and things, it's been amazing. Really helpful for everybody, yeah.
And for you, Ed, you couldn't really do a Teams. Yeah. You can't really do a Zoom meeting with your car out.
Yeah, I can't really fix cars online.
Obviously, the car industry, for fixing issues with cars, that was relaxed, wasn't it, through COVID to a degree? You were able to get MOT, although they extended the MOTs out, didn't they?
We were still open, obviously. Mm. It was a difficult time. The work did drop off, which we were expecting. But, I mean, we haven't had a massive effect on our business as such. But yes, we had the 6 month extension for April, May, June, and July, which pushed the cars back. So it's just the way our calendar is throughout the year has just changed. It used to be quiet in January and December. It's now just a little bit quieter in April and May. So it's just moved it all around, really, because you have to have your MOT done at some point throughout the year.
And what do you think? I mean, I read recently that they were looking at possibly extending MOTs out for another year. So every 2 years.
This debate has been going on for many years.
Okay.
It's a very interesting subject, and we could probably talk about it for ages. But my view on it is, I saw the state of some of the cars after the 6 month extension during COVID. 2 years is far, far too long. So I think the fact to save £54 every year compared to the way our energy bills and stuff are going is minor, really. £54 isn't it, in the grand scheme of things, especially for car safety.
Yeah, but you got a couple of parts on the Bellbrook Industrial Estate. Fully, obviously, everyone's back to work, and you've got more staff than you had.
So from the 1st of June 2020, everyone came off a furlough, everyone was back to work, and we've gone from 10 to 16 staff in that period. Opened up another unit. We took over one of the old panels units.
Yeah.
It's gone really well, and we've been very fortunate, really.
Yeah. Oh, it's interesting to talk to the businesses and other organisations over the last few weeks, talking about how COVID has affected. And for a lot of people, it hasn't, for their business, hasn't really affected them a great deal. It's just changed the way they work, which is it's always interesting to find out. But both of you, thank you so much for coming in this morning. A reminder that if you are thinking about a business around the area who deserves a customer service award or an outstanding achievement award, do nominate them and then get them to enter themselves, of course, via the Uckfield Business Awards website, uckfieldbusinessawards.com. Nominations close 31st of May, but entries fully close on the 17th of June. But for the time being, Claire and Ed, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you very much.